So, Ray, you got the rest of the service.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to keep it down to an hour, hour and a half maybe. And this looked like a comfortable spot you had down here. Well, it's been over a year and a half since we've been here. And actually, I think this is the second time I have spoken a year and a half. So, you know, when you get my age, you forget all kinds of stuff. So I have to go back to notes. Let's see. I'm a Gideon. That's what I am. I'm one of 170,000 men around the world that are volunteers. And what we want to do is we want to get money any way that we can legally by coming to the church. By coming to the church and asking you to partner with us. We're basically an international missionary arm of all the Christian churches. And when we get money from the church by passing a hat, that's one of our ways. We take that money, 40% of it stays here in the States. The other 60% hands out Bibles all around the world. So if you're in Saudi Arabia, we've got people over there covertly handing out Bibles to people that want them. We couldn't do it, you and I. And if those people get caught, they get their head cut off right now. That's the way it works in many Muslim countries around the world. But we have people wanting Bibles that call us, that are asking. Tens of millions of Bibles. China, India, all over the world. It's amazing. That's why when something like COVID that stops us from going in and partnering with the churches for a year and a half, wow, that hurts. That hurts a lot. And, you know, this is such a beautiful church, and there's so many empty pews. Well, the Gideons aren't any different. When I started to be a Gideon 18 years ago, there was 260,000 Gideon men around the world. Today, there's 170,000. So you can see how our membership, just like the membership in many of the churches, have been dwindling, dwindling, dwindling. That's the bad news. The good news is anyone could be a Gideon. If you have a little extra time and you'd like to start handing out some Bibles once in a while at schools or whatever, it doesn't take a lot of time. Maybe you'll do it once a year. Maybe you'll do it five times a year. But it's something to do, and it gives you a lot of joy when you hand a Bible to somebody that's 60 years old, and she says, well, thank you. I've never had a Bible. And then when you hear the stories about what happens when people give their heart to Christ, it's amazing, truly amazing. These little testaments we hand out, schools, we hand them out in the military. I don't care if you're in the military in Russia or wherever. You get a Bible. Over 200 different countries we're passing out Bibles in. Over 100 different languages and dialects. And over the last 100 years, it's worked pretty well partnering with the churches because we've been able to hand out over 2.5 billion Bibles. That's one for every 3 people on the planet. And it's your money that makes it happen. There are so many different testimonies that I hear. And what I'm supposed to do is tell you about some of them. But some of them are so good, I repeat them over and over again. And I'm just going to touch on a few of them here. There was this guy. Now, if I've already told this here, I want you to raise your hand and tell me that I've already done it. But there was this bunch of Gideons that got together down in Brazil. And they're by a school, and they're handing out Bibles. And there was somebody that came by and took it. They wanted to see what it was. Took it and said, and they threw it as hard as they could up into the air. Said, I don't want any of that crap. And he walked on. Well, we get some people like that. Get an awful lot to take them, though, and read them. Give their heart to Christ. You know, there was a guy on the roof doing the roof. Smelled like tar and everything. He'd been up there half the day. He'd been thinking about committing suicide. His life was all gone crazy. And he said, if there is a God, send me a sign. Well, you know that Bible hit him in the head. Only God could do things that way. Well, he came down and he talked to the Gideons. And after talking with them for a while, he spent a lot of time with them. He gave his heart to Christ. It's just little things like that. That's just one. Okay? Then there was this guy. Well, he was down on his luck and, you know, anyway, he robbed a bank. Wasn't the first bank that he robbed. He'd been a pretty bad boy. So they put him in prison. Well, in prison, guess what? There was a couple of Gideons that went into the prison and handed out Bibles, and we'd have a Bible study. And he came. And after smoking half of the pages and reading part of the pages, he gave his heart to Christ. You know what I'm talking about. So he gave his heart to Christ. Now it changed him, because when he was in prison, he was also kind of the drug lord. You know, he made sure that he had all of the contraband that he wanted and would pass it out and sell it to others. So after he gave his heart to Christ, he really got in there for Christ. And the warden came and he gave all of his drugs to the warden. And he said, you know, I've been a bad guy my whole life. And I've been doing drugs in here and passing them out to others, selling them and everything. He said, I'm done with that life. I got saved by Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. And the warden noticed that this guy really did change. All of the guards noticed it. And well, pretty soon the president of the country, there's an election going on and he's going to be out. So he gets to release a few people that he wants to release and forgive them. So the warden goes to the governor and says, you know, I got this guy here that he's a bad guy, but you couldn't believe how he's changed. And now I've witnessed it for a couple years. He's in there for life. But I think you should let him out. Well, you know, the governor let him out. He got a job as a security guard. And they gave him the keys to the bank that he robbed. You know? It's unbelievable how God works. I know he's certainly worked in my life. Those are a couple of good ones. And everybody's, my mentors, Gideons, tell me, you got to tell them about these testimonies, about what happens. Well, it's $1.25 for one of these Bibles. And it makes a big difference. I may have told this one, but it's so good I'm going to tell it again here. There was I went to a Gideon convention, and there was this Russian there, and he was like a Russian sergeant. You remember this one? No? Good. Anyway, he's a Russian sergeant, and they'd give him 30 guys, and he's supposed to take them from kids and turn them into men, into fighting men for the Russian military. So he slaps them and knocks them down and all kind of treats them horrible. And that was his M.O. There was one that just stood there with his hands behind his back and he took the abuse. And when he got done, he said, you'll answer to my God. Well, I left out part of the story. The Gideons had been there a week or so before, and they gave all of these 30 guys Bibles. Of course, they were in Russian and all that. Well, that sergeant saw that, and he said, what's this crap? Everybody put those Bibles in on my desk. I don't want you to have nothing to do with this stuff. It comes out of America. They all put them in on the desk. Well, remember that guy that said, you'll answer to my God? That was just God's spark in that sergeant. So he was amazed that that guy would take it and that would be his response. So he went in one afternoon and opened up one of those Bibles and sat there and read it. And read it for a longer period of time and a longer period of time. And pretty soon, it changed him. He gave his heart to Christ. He gave those Bibles back to those 30 men. He went home with the Bible and he gave it to his wife. And changed her. She accepted Christ. Gave it to his kids. Gave it to his parents. Now this is a guy that's on fire now for Christ. And you know what? It was somebody just like you that put up $1.25 to make that happen. So here he is now flying around. And he was at a Gideon convention as a speaker. And he said, I'll never know who it was that put that $1.25 up for me. But you can see what it did. And you as a Gideon, when you're out talking to the congregations, I want you to thank him in advance. Because that's what it did to me. Anyway, and we have Bibles, you know, we have the big ones that we put in the motels and hotels, and the little ones that we hand out just on the street. We also have about 20% of our revenues come in from cards. And here's like an in-memory card. Here's one here. Thinking of you. You could give that to a spouse on an anniversary. You could give it to somebody on a birthday. Or anything like that. Inside it says, thinking of you and praying that the Lord would bless you with the peace of his presence this day. How are you? I'm going to give you a Bible. Thank you. Anyway, these cards, you have a card rack back there. They're free. And what it says in there, if you want to buy a Bible in somebody's name, let's say this young lady here just graduated from college. She's a doctor now. Don't you wish? Anyway, instead of getting her some flowers that will die next week, get her a card and buy 5 Bibles in her name. It's $5. Costs the same as a funky flower.
You're talking to somebody that is a flower freak. So she probably likes flowers.
Well, that's a better flower. Believe me. Anyway, about 20% of the revenues that we get in order to print and hand out Bibles comes from the cards. Yeah, fortunately, they use them all over the world, just like we go into churches all over the world if they'll let us in. A lot of churches won't let us in because they're cults, and there's so many of those coming up. Anyway, let's see. And it's amazing because I remember back when these cards, my wife put these cards together when I was saying, handed out 2 billion Bibles. Now it's 2.5 billion. So you see, that first 100 years, it grew real slow. But now, it's growing at quite a rate. Thank God. So thank you for having us here. We need Gideons. If anybody wants to be a Gideon, talk to me after the service. We've brought some applications. It's not a big job. And what we find out is the more Gideons that are in a church, the more that church grows, because those are people that are reaching out into the community in other ways, and they end up dragging people into church. So it works out pretty good. Anyway, it was kind of embarrassing because the last time I talked, just a week or two ago, came up here and told you all about the Gideons, but then I forgot about the testimonies. Can you believe that? And I don't want to stop without saying we also have about 80,000 of our wives that make up the Gideon Auxiliary. So couples work out great. We like to maybe do a dinner, all of the ones do a dinner once a month or something, get together, and we like to go places, like maybe we'll go to Portland and we'll hand out 5,000 Bibles in Portland with a bunch of other Gideons. Anyway, thank you for having us, and be praying for the Gideons. We're praying regularly for all the Christian churches in the county. I'm from the Polk County camp, but the Polk County camp is so tiny that you're just about looking at them. So I end up going to the Salem camp, and whenever we do the fair, the Salem camp has to come over and do it because I can't do it by myself. We just need more Gideons in the neighborhood. Anyway, be praying for us because we're going to be praying for you, and be praying for our country. All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.